Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Yo, let's get after it, man. Let's get after it. Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this afternoon after watching what was, what's the best word to describe what we saw on Sunday from the Bears in Cleveland? Is it disaster? Is disaster a good word for what it is that we witnessed, watching the Bears get beat up in that game, but not only getting beat up in the game, but having no real strategy that anyone believed in? They lose 26-6 in this game, and it's so funny. I got a text message from my best friend, Afia. She's like, "Are you all right?" And it's hard for people to understand that when it comes to me watching the Bears, I usually, for the most part, watch it pretty clinically. Like, the fan in me is gone. But I have done enough coverage of the Bears that I feel uniquely qualified to speak to why fans should be upset about things that they see from this organization, and particularly in this game, this head coach. This was cowardly, man. Like, it was cowardly the way that they went about prepping this game and game planning for Cleveland and Justin Fields' first start. Before I really get into it, I want to make something very clear. I did not expect Justin Fields to go out there and throw for 350 yards. I did not expect Justin Fields to go have a 4-touchdown day against a good defense that hadn't played as well as it's capable of playing. The game is hard, and this is why back in the preseason when Justin Fields was talking about the speed of the game, I was like, you have no idea, because it's going to catch up to you. They're going to be ready for you, and they were ready for him. Rookies struggle. It's part of it. It's rare that you see someone come in and set the league on fire from the moment that they take their first snap. And I wasn't expecting that for Justin Fields. It's part of the reason, and I don't want you to think of this as me giving the Bears an out, because I'm not. It's part of the reason that I understood them not starting him, because of all the things that, you know, he has to learn, and you're hoping that he learns. But my other issue was, are you preparing him to play? And in my mind, they weren't. Even with this nonsense of him being the number two quarterback, they were not preparing him to play. And we all know that in the NFL, it's one play away if you're making that guy your number two quarterback. He has to be prepared. It's why I wanted a competition. It's why I wanted them to give him a chance to show that he could or could not play the position immediately. And then you could have gone another way if your goal was to win games inside of 2021. You could have said, we gave Justin an opportunity. We're not happy with where he is. He's going to eventually get there. We're going to go Dalton Foles, and we're going to let the rookie sit and learn. I understand that way of thinking. What I don't understand is not having enough faith in this young man's athletic ability to build something for him. It's a frustration of mine that goes back to Mitch Trubisky being the quarterback of this team. I understand that Mitch is limited. I'm not here to tell you that Mitch would be a great quarterback if Matt Nagy would have tailored the offense to him, but he would have been better. Matt Nagy's rigidity, him being dogmatic about his scheme, is one of the biggest problems that I have with him as a coach. He's rigid. He is inflexible. And you saw, they trotted out the Andy Dalton playbook. They were like, Justin, we're going to get the ball out in 2 seconds. That's what we need to get the ball out in 2 seconds. They're early on, one of the ways that you can settle a young quarterback into a game is by allowing him to have easier reads. That means moving the pocket. That means cutting the field in half or in quarters or even one read. And they didn't do that. This Bears team continues to try and live with some of these five-man protection schemes too. And asking Justin Fields to make up for your lack of planning as a general manager, in the case of Ryan Pace, to me is foolhardy. I expected there to be the struggle. They were going to do stuff. I expected them to do some of this A-gap mug stuff where they're showing pressure in his face and then they're backing out. And in some instances, they're rushing the passer and he has to figure out, well, which one is which. He got no help. No help from the offensive line. Jason Peters, to me, people were, when I said, yeah, you know, he was just kind of okay in last week's game. Well, look, he's the 10th rated tackle on PFF. Right. All I know is in watching the game that he played last week, I saw him give up the sack fumble that Justin Fields had to go back and recover. This is a 39-year-old left tackle. It's a 39-year-old left tackle that was on a fishing boat 5 weeks ago. And you brought him in here, and he's supposed to protect the young quarterback's blind side. The pocket didn't move. Now let's talk about the run game for a second. I'm going to get back to Fields and Matt Nagy. I'm so annoyed that you have a player like David Montgomery and you still haven't figured out the best ways to use him. Matt Forte and I had a really long conversation about running backs and how it's a lot easier to run out of the eye. Now, I understand that you're going to run some RPO stuff, some stuff with some spread concepts, and that comes out of shotgun or pistol. But in short yardage situations, there's nothing wrong with lining up in an I formation, calling 24 lead, putting J.P. Holtz out there to be your H-back, and following him through the four hole. There's really nothing wrong with it. They don't penalize you for it. They don't. You can go triple tight end set. Here, I'll call the play, okay? Rhino, right, 24 lead. There it is. On third and short, fourth and short, you can run out of an I formation and get, but this is my issue with Matt Nagy. He wants to win a certain way. It's not just about the winning. It's about, well, we have to win a certain way. And he can't. I said it on Twitter. He wants the quarterback to win from the pocket. Mitch Trubisky told him, I'm a little bit more comfortable on the move. That's not to say we're not going to ever throw out of the pocket, but why not give him an opportunity to try to whether we're talking about under center, play action boots, that frees the linebackers, or if we're talking about cutting the field in half. on rollouts, moving the pocket with waggles, whatever it is that you want to do, there needs to be a level of creativity that we are not seeing from someone who is supposed to be creative. This was an example of what I talk about with Nagy all the time, that it's about scheme and not about game plan. The game plan was whack, and it was just connected to the scheme. And it was just, we're just going to do what we do. Forget about the actual information that you are, the stimuli that you are getting in real time that tells you that you can't do what you want to do. And then adjusting off of it. That first set of plays that they ran after halftime was embarrassing. You go three and out with three dropbacks. How is that supposed to help him? How is that your best set of plays that you came up with after getting your asses whooped up and down the field in the first half? Make it make sense. I can't. I've been sitting here all afternoon trying to make this make sense, and it doesn't.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you think about what happened? How do you as a coaching staff, led by Nagy, look at what you were able to accomplish, and I'm using air quotes like a mofo right now, what you were able to accomplish in the first half of this game and say, you know what we should do? We should try to three-step drop them to death. No. Because beyond even your offensive line not being able to protect three-step drops, you had wide receivers today that were Velcro to defenders. Now, Justin Fields missed some throws, and I'm looking forward to – well, I'm not looking forward to going back because, my God, I almost feel like I wasted 3 hours and now I'm going to waste another 60 minutes going back and looking over this game. But he missed some throws, but there were other situations where guys just weren't open. The third down play to Cole Kmet where he runs the route short of the sticks anyway and is covered. Allen Robinson was covered today. Darnell Mooney was nowhere to be found. Everyone keeps telling me that he's supposed to be a superstar. And I'm like, what's your evidence of that? Show me the evidence that is possible. All of it was just horrendous. The defense held on for as long as they could, and then they started to have bad habits and missed tackles and olays and all sorts of other stuff. I want to talk about Justin Fields some more, but I do need to tell you about our fine sponsor, David Hochberg. If you're looking to purchase a new home, you need to do what I did. This is legit. Call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Dahlia, 27, nurse, income, $80,000 a year, purchasing her first home. Dahlia talked with an online lender who didn't answer her questions, so she called her mom for advice, which is a good idea. Dahlia's mom recommended she contact Team Hochberg, the only lender that her mom trusted for her only daughter to finance her first home. Team Hochberg answered Dahlia's questions, talked her off the ledge multiple times, and they got her first mortgage, which is great. Now let's review. Dahlia contacted one of those online lenders, and that wasn't great. So she reached out to mom. Mom told her to get down with David and Team Hochberg, and they ended up getting a great mortgage, and now Dahlia's got her life together with her house. Be like the podcast listeners and children of those listeners and grandchildren of those listeners, of my listeners. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance your home, my man David Hochberg will help you. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. Homesite Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061. The Bears are going to try and spin all of this. They're going to try and tell you that there's some positive things that can come out of this disaster of a game. What I'm here to tell you is that there's nothing in that game that made me believe for a minute that Matt Nagy is capable of fixing the problems that have been apparent in his offense since the end of 2018. It's 3 years later, y'all. When exactly is it going to get better? It's 3 years later, and your offense isn't any closer to having a breakthrough. They don't score. And that's why at the beginning of the game, when you were actually in plus territory in short yardage, and the third down play was a disaster, you're still in fourth and two, and you decide to kick the field goal. And I had to deal with these cowards on Twitter that were all like, well, you got to get some confidence in Justin Fields. The confidence would have come from converting the fourth down, keeping the drive going, and maybe, just maybe, scoring touchdowns. If you thought you were going to field goal your way to a victory and that those were the things that were going to drive Justin Fields to being like, yeah, we're really doing something, you're out of your mind, and you're as cowardly as Matt Nagy was in that moment. He's scared. He's scared to try and rack his brain to develop an offense for dynamic players. He thinks that it's all going to just magically happen with the combination of players instead of the actual work that goes into putting them in the best position to win. Ask yourself this honest question. Do you think from what you saw from the Bears offense that the Bears head coach legitimately put them in a position to win? No. At best, he was trying to mitigate damage. At worst, he was playing not to lose. He wasn't playing to win. He didn't put together a game plan for Justin Fields to succeed. He didn't put a game plan in for his offense to succeed. I can't imagine that those guys, and there was a video of Justin Fields, there was a video of Nick Foles on the sidelines saying the offense isn't working. Yeah, and Foles said that a couple years ago. He said it last year, and what happened? He got benched. They keep trying to do this thing, and they can't block it. And you saw, I'm sure that a couple of those sacks are on Justin because that's how it is for young quarterbacks. Some of the sacks are on him because he held the ball too long. Some of them are on the receivers because they didn't get open. A lot of it is on the offensive line. When you have that many sacks happen in a game, when you're getting close to double-digit sacks in a game, there's a fundamental breakdown of how your offense works. It's all really disappointing. Like, I'm not going to belabor the point. You suffered through those 3 hours and you watched this game and it was a disaster. I don't know how anyone who cares about the Bears, the people who run the Bears included, can have faith that you have the right coach and the right quarterback combination. And while I'm furious at the way that Nagy prepared and called this game, you should also be furious about the way that this offensive line was put together. And that's on Ryan Pace. The fact that you had to get down to calling a guy out of retirement to come and play your most important position outside of quarterback, left tackle, that the Bears were in such dire straits from a roster standpoint that they had to go and bring in Jason Peters, it tells you everything you need to know about the combination of dudes that run the Bears. So, yeah, this was Matt Nagy's day to look bad. But Ryan Pace looks bad all the time with some of the decisions that he's made and how this complete roster has been put together. Uninspired and cowardly. Lack of creativity. Keep all of that in mind because that's what we saw from the Bears. Y'all try to have a good rest of your day, whether you're listening to it Sunday or you're checking it out on your ride into work on Monday. That was a waste of everybody's time, and we all know it, and we all saw it, and we've seen it before, and we'll see it again because the head coach doesn't learn, and he has no interest in learning. All he has interest in is trying to win his way. Your way doesn't work. I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Team Hochberg is where it's at if you're buying or refinancing a home. 855-56-DAVID. Call David. Tell him that you know me. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS 112-4061. Don't worry. I'll be talking about this all week on The Score, too.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.